Welcome back to Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt. I am so excited about the show that we have ahead of us. We have some phenomenal information that could save lives. I am Dr. Michael Karlfeldt, and with me I have my co-host,
Tanya Hobo.
You're going to need to tune in to what's going on today. The information is jam-packed, so don't step away.
So excited. Let's go ahead and get this started. Well, welcome, Michelle. We're so excited to have you with us on Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Karlfeldt.
Definitely. I'm so excited to be here. I was all nervous, but like I feel weird talking to like a computer, but whatever.
we'll try to be as smiley of a computer as possible. Yeah, so
isn't it the COVID right. way anyways? Yeah, everybody is on the computer.
Exactly.
True.
So yeah, it was before the interview. I mean, we're talking about the importance of sharing this message and how.
Yeah, it's very important. Yep.
So tell me a little bit about, how, if you would have known what you know now, how would that have changed your journey?
I wouldn't have went undiagnosed. The thing was, I was well aware of Lyme disease prior to getting sick, but I didn't think that I actually had Lyme disease. So until I actually took it in my own hands, that's when I was like, wow, I'm just going to get tested just to see. And what do you know? I had it. So I just wish that I got tested sooner. Basically, some people, brush it off. Oh no, can't be that. Or they listen to what their doctor says. Cause I got, I tested negative through my primary care. So I wish I, went with my intuition sooner than I actually did. Cause I knew that I had something else going on. So basically just get tested sooner.
But then, like you said, I mean, you get tested like at your primary care and they say that it's negative and now you're there. Well, is it Lyme? Is it not Lyme? So what should go on in a person's mind, when they get there, that first negative or second or third negative?
Well, with me, it was more like I knew in my head it wasn't like I've listened to many of you guys' podcasts and it's so similar to mine. Like they kept saying, well, everything's fine. All your blood tests are normal. Take it easy. You must be going through a stressful event. Cause my stepdaughter had just moved in at the same time. So I had a lot going on in my home. They chopped up as a stressful event. And, maybe if I just, de-stress and all these other things, they thought it was anxiety. And I was like, okay, so I let 2 months go by and I realized, whoa, this isn't like I've been through stressful events. This isn't a stressful event. Something else was going on. And then that's when I took it into my own hands. And I went through, like a naturopathic doctor because I was in and out of ERs for months and months and months. And what happened was I got tested through them and I was right. So. Mm-hmm.
And was that a different test than you got with your primary?
Yeah, so I went through the primary care. They did the Lyme test.
Yeah, Western Blot.
I had two questionable bites before I end up having all these. Obviously, you guys are well aware, like I had 35 plus symptoms, like basically every symptom you can think of besides paralysis of my face. And I didn't have. I didn't believe in it because I just didn't believe in what she was saying. So then I ended up going to, she referred me to an ENT. She referred me to a gastroenterologist. She referred me to all these doctors for all these other things. And then I finally, in January 2021, I got tested through a naturopathic doctor and it was Lyme because I ended up being negative through my primary care.
And what kind of test was that? I mean, do you remember the name of the company, the lab, or
the primary care?
No. For the primary care was just a probably plain Western blot type of test.
I might be jumping all over the place because my brain's still trying to like get back to normal. Like it's still like healing. Like it's not 100% like tip top shape as it used to be.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember the test. I just went through like a special company out in, I think it was California. Mm-hmm.
Igenics. Was like Igenics.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
My test, my blood got sent out there, and then it came back to her, and a whole list of things. So I ended up being diagnosed with the Lyme and the Bartonella, which they said I could have always had Bartonella because I like dormant in my system, but we don't know because I don't know when I got Lyme disease. It could have been dormant and something made it come out, but I'm not quite, we're not quite sure. Wow. You know what I mean? Because I didn't see a tick on me.
And no bullseye rash or no anything like that. Yeah, you just all of
I did have I had two questionable bites 2 months prior to being sick. There was one in my calf that got looked at. So I got tested for Lyme negative. And then I got bit on my back by something. Some bug attacked me. But I never thought of anything of it. Like I was at a lake swimming. And they say all different bugs can carry all different things. So I never thought anything of it. Some bugs. So two questionable bites, but I never knew if one of them gave me what happened to me. I have no clue.
Right. So what was your long list of symptoms that you had?
Oh, well, I mean, I actually have them all. Like I said, sometimes my brain it gets backed up. One of the most extreme symptoms was forgetfulness. But I had developed, so when I first got sick, I had developed dysphagia of my throat. At first, when I got sick, I was up north on vacation. I'm an avid hiker. I thought I had a cold. So then I was sick for like a week, came home. The cold still lingered. This is when COVID was going on in 2020. So they tested me for COVID, none of that. And then I developed dysphagia of my throat where I felt like something was getting stuck in my throat. So that's when I went to the ENT. And then after that, it just was little by little, all these symptoms would happen. So I had severe irritability, ear hunger. I had severe insomnia for like 2 weeks. I developed hyperacusis of the ear sensitivity. Like for 2 weeks, I couldn't even handle going outside. Severe, I had like moodiness. What is it? Jolting awake, like I'd be asleep. And you jolt awake. Have you ever had that? You'd be like literally asleep and you just jolt awake out of nowhere. Yep. The ear hunger was crazy. That would keep me up at night. I had a lot of my whole body joint pains. Like I feel like I was 80 years old.
Yeah.
Muscle weakness, hard time finding words, sensitivity to noises, smells, severe stiff neck. At first, I thought I had a brain tumor at one point because my neck and my brain. Which the neurologist said everything was fine. None of that. Basically, the brain fog, getting lost, going places, severe foot pain from the Bartonella. Like I'd wake up, my feet would hurt. Basically, all of them.
You had it all. Just crazy.
I had a point where my head felt like I had like pulsating in my brain. And I was telling all these doctors, and they're like, well, you know, they just get bounced around. You know what I mean? And then finally, I'm like, wow, I need to go. I have to, you know, go someplace else and figure this out because no regular doctor.
Find someone that believes you.
Well, they listened. They were very caring and listening. They had a lot of great doctors, but not one could figure out what was really the root cause, like what was going on with me. And that's when I took it into my own hands with my own money and found my own doctor. And they were out of in Massachusetts, and they really helped me. They really helped me.
That's great. And that was a naturopath, you said, right?
What?
Was that a naturopathic doctor that you found?
Yeah. It was like holistic, like integrative medicine, like what I was reading out with you guys. It's exactly like that. And I started off with the antibiotics, and then I was on that for 5 months. They gave me the antibiotics and the herbs. I tried... was it Beyond Balance?
Mm-hmm.
Beyond Balance.
Yeah, that company. Yeah, with the MC Bar and MC. Yeah.
Yeah, those worked amazing. Like that's actually what put me into remission. Because I'm telling you, I was on antibiotics, and every time I got off them, they worked, but they didn't. My symptoms would start coming back. So I'd be on them and off them between 5 to 7 months, but then I mixed it up with the herbs, and I got off them. February 2022, and I've been fine. I have a little bit lingering things, but I have my life back.
And so you did the herbs and the antibiotics. Did you, did they put you on any type of, you know, like the Buhner protocol, or do you, is Beyond Balance, is that like its own set of
protocol? It's an own company that has, you know, different products depending if you're dealing with Bartonella or Borrelia. It's kind of like Byron White.
They're like tinctures with a lot of different herbs combined. Mm-hmm. Okay. So instead of taking like separate herbs here and there, you have a tincture. One was for the Lyme, one was for the Bartonella, and those combined. And then I had done, you know, like stuff for my immune system, detoxification. I was on like liposomal vitamin C, parsley, berber, Pinella. Have you ever heard of that? Mm-hmm. The mother herb. I was petrified to try these herbs because I don't take medication. So I sat there. I wish I started them sooner because I think I would have been better sooner. So it took me like 3.5 months to actually start them. I got prescribed February 21. I started them like May, June 21 because I thought something weird was going to happen. You know what I mean? Like I thought I was going to get like weird welts or rashes or my throat was going to explode. I don't know. I was getting nervous. I wish I started them sooner. But I would message my doctor like, have you started them? I'm like, no, I'm nervous. So I finally did. And, you know, it was a little rough, but it got me to where I am today, so it was well worth it.
Yeah, I think I only had usually the ratio is about 1 out of 3 that have their throat explode when you take them.
Yeah. Well, you know, for the most part, that's not how we grew up. We didn't grow up thinking outside the box. You got sick, you went to the doctor, you took something that you picked up at the pharmacy, and you're all better. So when someone's telling me, you know, when I first went and met Dr. Carl Felt, and he muscle tested me, sent me away with some supplements, and I got home and I called my parents. I'm like, oh, I think I just got taken for that. I have no idea who this guy was, but it was very voodoo-y. And he sent me with all this stuff, and I bought it knowing that I'm not going to take it. Well, I ended up taking it, but yeah, that's, you know, we just, yeah, like that's the, not the like, norm, like, you know?
Anything weird in my body, like I don't do drugs. I'm not a drink, like I drank like social here and there, but like same with me, I was super nervous. Is my computer too loud?
No, you're doing great.
Okay. I was super nervous. And then I finally did. And obviously I had a lot of Herxheimer reaction.
Yeah.
I had those for the whole year. I was on them. Like I didn't feel like myself on them the whole time, to the point where I thought, I think a lot of my random symptoms that I had were from also from the herbs, because I end up getting high liver enzymes because just too much going on at once. Mm-hmm. And ever since then I've been back, like slowly my body went through a lot, so I'm just trying to like take care of it.
And you're doing antibiotic at the same time then, or you?
Yeah, I was on the doxycycline twice a day, with the Bactrim twice a day, with the herbs. Mm-hmm. So I had to stop the doxycycline, and then I was only on the Bactrim twice a day for the 5 months. I had to stop the doxycycline because it was too much. I was on those for a month and a half or so, and did the Bactrim. Then I did the Bactrim with the herbs, and on my other, you know, protocols, which was the parsley, detoxification methods. Like I took like an Epsom salt bath every single day because that helped me feel better. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think that helped me get through a lot of my days. Like, I think I lived in the tub, and yeah. I'm like, you know, there was a lot of different things. Like, that's all I did, was I just tried to heal myself for the whole year. It was rough. I had the headaches every day. I couldn't even, like, my steering wheel, I was so weak, I couldn't even hold my steering wheel, because I think a lot of my medicines were making me feel weaker, because mm-hmm. my body was trying to go through so much. And then I got COVID in February of 2022, this year. I got off my herbs just because there was so much going on. Had a couple of symptoms, and then I've been fine. It's just like one day I was just fine. I had COVID, got off my herbs, and then one day I was just okay. Hmm. It was just weird.
So
very weird.
So prior to COVID, you still were symptomatic from your Lyme. And you had COVID.
I was on the meds till 2022.
Uh-huh. And then you had COVID. And then all of a sudden, yeah, you had the symptoms from the COVID, and then boom, your Lyme was gone.
Yeah, so I still have fatigue, you know, like fatigue, say if I don't go have enough sleep at night, I get the fatigue where I'm a little bit tired the next day. So I have to get at least, you know, I need to have my sleep or the next day I'm not in my tip top shape. And then I still struggle with a little bit of ear issues, which is weird because I was listening to one of you guys' podcasts and some girl had an ear issue. You guys, she was called the ear girl or something.
Oh, I remember the ear girl. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, that's crazy because I still struggle. Like to me, I can ignore it. I have an ear fluttering in my ear that's never gone away, but it's very, if I don't get enough sleep or if I'm like overworked, but it's, if that's the last thing that I have, that's fine with me. Like I can deal with that because I had a lot more worse issues. But it's so weird how she was saying that because my ear was one of like the first symptoms, and in some mornings I'd wake up with a clogged ear. My ears felt like they were like clogged, and that was when I was treating with the herbs, which is so weird because like I was reading so much, it's about like you need to get, you're not detoxifying enough. Like I read so much stuff about all this stuff. So I was like, wow, that's so weird. Someone else actually knows what I feel like.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah. And that's what's so with these podcasts is that it's kind of reassurance that what you're going through, that it relates to Lyme and it's not weird, you know, meaning that you don't think it's some other, you know, over and above, you know, some cancer or something like that, you can tie it down to what you're going through.
Yeah, it was, and it's weird, like sometimes when I have that ear thing happening, it gets like, I'll feel this stress coming on. It's like, oh no, like, I'll feel like something's coming back, but it'll happen, it will go away. That's the one thing that's still lingering though, that's like which was one of my first symptoms, which is weird. So I think I might want to see an ENT just to see what they have to say. Then I always am like, I can figure it on my own just because I feel right. Like I figured it out on my own in the beginning. You know what I mean? So it's like, why waste my time? Because I was avoiding the doctors. I was there. So I was at the ER, like when I got sick, I was there probably 5 or 6 times with a matter of like a month and a half.
So what were the symptoms for the ER? I'm curious what made it so bad.
I couldn't swallow, and then I was getting I couldn't swallow. Just to think back, I had severe knee pain. I ended up going to see a specialist, and then they said, "Oh, you have osteoarthritis in your knee," which my knee hasn't hurt me since. Like it's just weird because it was probably because of the inflammation that was going on in my knee, which I never had an issue with my knee ever in my life. And then the neurologist from my brain symptoms. So it was ER for all these things, and then they refer you out to go here, here, and here. And to this day, from all those doctors, I never got any answers. I just got tested and then, you know, went on my merry way and did it on my own.
And got your bill for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and Lyme, totally. It's very frustrating when you have Lyme. And it can be scary, too, because there's so many symptoms that come along with Lyme and the co-infections and candida and mold and, you know, being new to it, obviously, we're being new to having Lyme. I was like you. I think the 911 was on my speed dial because I had my first anxiety attack. Didn't know what it was. Thought I was having a heart attack. So I called 911. So it was like every time I had a new symptom, I'm like, okay, is this Lyme? Is it not Lyme? Should I do something about it? Well, what if it isn't Lyme and like, I have something that's going to kill me, like, you know, but then we get tired of going to the doctors and them telling us that there's nothing wrong with you. You're fine. All your labs look good. No, you're not dying. You know? Yeah. That is reassuring to hear, but they never could give me an explanation for what my symptom was. So
it was the most frustrating thing. I honestly, like to the point where, so when I was going through all the sickness at the beginning, I had mental health issues because I was getting insomnia. That was another huge one for like the bad because I wasn't sleeping. It was affecting every part of me because I was having like muscle spasms and just other weird things going on that was keeping me awake. And then I never thought I was gonna come out of it, so I couldn't sleep. And then when I was sick throughout the journey, I thought I was never gonna be healthy again. Like that was depressing in itself. I didn't think if I was ever going to have my life back. Like I just cried on all the time. Like I wish I was healthy. Like, you know, little things would aggravate people. I'm like, you should be grateful you're healthy. Like, you right. know what I mean? Cause it was really, it just made me realize a lot. And I don't take that for granted. Like it was a huge eye opener because, I never went through something like that. I've always been a healthy kid. I never had any health issues, just the basic stuff, you know? And then that happened. And, it was the craziest thing I ever experienced, actually.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know, and not to bring this up so it does become an issue for you. but I know a lot of people talk about having like PTSD with,
that's what I feel,
you know, with their, Lyme. So I was curious.
It's always coming up and, like definitely like, but I swear because I am so afraid of bugs, I attract them. I swear to God, you guys, I attract every bug possible. You have no, I have a million bites on me right now. Something attacked my shoulder the other day and I have 8 bites. I'm like, what? It's because I'm attracting it. Like I'm keep thinking about it, but you know what? I am, now that I'm healthier, it's, I'm glad that I can talk about it. And it's weird. I had a friend who was going through a lot of things and she was telling me about all these symptoms. She thought she had long haul COVID. Okay. Cause she had COVID. She ended up going to the same place that I went to, which I never even referred her. I was just talking about my symptoms. And she's like, I have an appointment at this place. She ended up getting Lyme disease too. So we connected and we like helped each other a lot through the last couple months of my journey. And then she's actually in remission now too, from the same place that I went to. But it was weird because she felt hopeless, but I was feeling better and I was giving her hope to feel like, let her know, like, you're going to get through this. Trust me, like you're going to get through it. Don't worry, everything's gonna be okay. Things will get better because you don't think it's going to. Like you saw me on that Facebook thread because it's real. Like people do get better, and it's good to hear that people get better. Like it was the most important thing to me to hear other people got better. I would actually follow those groups on Facebook. So I'm like, I'm gonna get better. I need to get better. So I would follow them just to keep telling myself that. It made me feel better inside because if you felt like you had no hope, that was the crappiest thing to feel. You know what I mean?
Right. And mindset, I think, plays a huge role in it, too. You know, if you like, tell yourself you're sick all the time,
huge.
You're going to feel sick. You know, if you put out in the universe, you're going to get better. You're going to get better, you know.
And it's true because I really believe in that. I think that's the only thing that got me through it because I had my family here that seen everything I went through. But it was also through COVID. Not a lot of people were seeing what was actually going on. But I just in my heart, I knew, and I just had to keep being positive. And that's actually one of the huge reasons why I'm better today is because that's how I believed in. That's what I had to do. I would just follow all those positive people on those, like a lot of support was from those groups on, you know, online and just reading. That's because it was like the midst of COVID. Life was crazy in general. Like, you know what I mean? It was a lot. It was a lot to take in at the time.
Yeah. And I, you know, and that's why we do these podcasts too, is not only to spread awareness, you know, let people understand that there's multiple ways to treat Lyme, but most importantly, to give them hope, you know, the listeners out there, they're
so
listening
important.
To your story about being bedridden or, you know, not being able to drive, not being able to hold your steering wheel and then listening to you being better. Like, they need to hear that in their lives. They need to hear that every single day because it's such a sad disease to go through physically and emotionally. I think it takes just
it
as
really
big of a toll
is.
On you.
It is. It's weird because what is it? I was diving into like learning all about mental health issues presenting with kids with Lyme. And it's so weird. I'll hear things from people I know. And I always mention like, I don't want to sound annoying when I talk about Lyme to people, but I'm like, have they ever gotten bit by a tick just to see, you know, I'm like, well, a lot of Lyme disease does present with kids in mental health ways. And some people have no clue, you know what I'm saying? And I've learned that, that's very important that they should get tested. Like I was told by someone that they get tested by the primary care every year just to be on the safe side because it's so prevalent in, we live in New England. I live in New England. So I think that'd be a good thing to start doing through regular you know, primary care, because what do you have to lose? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a very, because it's a hidden thing that a lot of people go unnoticed with it because it's very hard to diagnose. But even then, it's probably still, it'd be hard to get treated, but I mean, diagnosed, but I think it'd be something you should look into, you know?
Would be great, yeah. Except the tests are not usually that accurate when you go through your primary. Yeah. That's the problem.
And as she was saying, and at the same time, because I didn't get, you're right, because I didn't get tested positive through my primary care. It was through, you know, holistic.
It's a great theory. Great idea. I love it.
Yeah.
I know. She was saying that. I was like, you're right. That makes sense.
And it's interesting because I work with a lot of Lyme patients, you know, that come, and also I deal with a lot of, you know, kids with like autism or, you know, behavioral or developmental issues. And it's interesting, a lot of that has a Lyme factor to it. So then when you test the alternate tests that we do, and you see all these Lyme factors that are there, you know, Borrelia, Babesia, Bartonella, Epstein-Barr, cytomegalovirus, whatever it may be. And then you start treating that, you know, using different herbal, you know, combinations, you know, like the Beyond Balance or Cellcore or Byron White or Cowden or Booner or, you know, any one of those. And you start treating that and the kids start to get better. They all of a sudden.
I know. Yeah. I've read all about that and I've watched that that documentary too. I forget the name of it, one of the documentaries on Netflix, but I totally believe in it. And like, even one of my cousins, someone I know, she actually, one of their friend's kids had developed random, you know, symptoms. And I brought it up to them and they're like, oh yeah. Like, people brush it off because they don't think of it. And I brought it up, whatever, at least I brought it up. I can't make anybody, you know, test
no,
their kids for
you
things,
just
they
keep
had
talking about it and keep bringing it up, spreading that awareness.
Yeah,
if those people think we're crazy, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. Well, so I just bring it up just so they know, just because they know everything I went through, like the people closest to me do understand it. And at least I put it out there just so, because I care. I truly do care about, you know, that the Lyme disease. And if I can help a kid not go through like hell, I definitely want to help them. But I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
that.
I mean, if you just help one, I mean, if let's say you talk about this for 10 years, and you're helping one person, and that person saved 20 years or whatever in suffering, I mean, wouldn't that be worth it?
I know. Yeah. So where are you guys out of?
We're in Boise, Idaho.
Oh, Boise, Idaho.
Yeah.
And it's it's an integrative health place that treats, is it just Lyme disease or is it all types of things?
All types of things, yeah. So we do chronic diseases, you know, like Lyme. We do integrative oncology, but we're a multi disciplined type of center, you know. So we do IVs, we do, you know, a whole body ozone IV, you know, where you kind of pull out the blood and ozonate it and bring it back in the other arm. We do photodynamic therapy, we have hyperbaric oxygen, we got medical doctors and stuff.
If I had the money for that type of stuff, I read all about those things. I probably would have tried them all.
Yeah.
Thankfully for me, mine was short-lived. I think it's probably because I've always been a very healthy person. Mm-hmm. That's why I was able to get better faster, but I've heard about all those things.
He's got all the amazing stuff at his clinic.
Yeah, I got all
the good
fun
stuff.
Toys. Yeah, yeah.
And I read about all those things. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to put on the credit card. If none of this works, like, I already had it in my mind that I was going to do all these things because I was like, I'm going to get better. I'll just do that and this and that. And but I didn't need to. And I just tried to get, you know, I just have to keep my body healthy. Like, I just started the gym a couple months ago. In May, because I wasn't able to work out. Like, I couldn't even walk up my stairs mm-hmm. without losing my breath. So I sat at the gym, being on all the medications, I gained a lot of weight. But you know what? I've lost 18 pounds.
Oh, congratulations.
And I'm able to work out again. I have my strength back. And like, it's just talking to the trainer, I'm like, I'm grateful to be here. Like, who wants to be at the gym? I'm like, the fact that I can actually work out and like be okay is so important to me. And people, I'm so happy that I'm better. That's
yeah,
all,
I remember that, you know, when I was sick, I would look back and think, gosh, you know what? I think I complained every single day getting up at 5:30 in the morning to go to the gym, come home, shower, go to work. I complained every single day, every time I did it. And I was just laying in bed thinking I would do anything to be able to get up at 5:30 in the morning and go to the gym.
Oh my God, I hear you. I'd be in my bed because I had my windows closed because the noises outside were hurting my ears, just in my room, like praying. I would do anything just to, you know, be outside. Even driving, every movement, I was sensitive when I was driving, every movement would make me like vibrate. And just to like, I remember just being in my room being like, wow, until something like this happens, you just learn to be grateful. It's just it's just the craziest experience. And I'll never take advantage of, you know, my own legs and everything else again, because it was a rough ride.
So you joined the gym. So what other types of things are you going to start or continue to remain healthy? What type of things do you think are important?
Sleep. Mm-hmm. Sleep is the most important, like literally that's the number one thing for me. Sleep, drink enough water. And I have to, if I don't eat, I've always ate healthy, but eating healthy for me is like, it's just the number one thing I always have to do now, because when I start eating a little bit, not, I can feel it. I get fatigued. I get run down. I have no energy, because that it's weird. I feel like I'm back to health, like normal, but little things I can notice that I'm still bothered by. It's like my health needs to be like in tip top shape. My immune system, I take my vitamins, my minerals. But sleep is definitely probably the number one thing. And drinking, I can't drink anymore. Like even social drinking, like I can only have maybe one glass, maybe once a month, because drinking, it doesn't do well with me. I can't drink wine. Like I'm allergic to certain things now. So I try to avoid certain things and just being healthy. That's all, with food and exercise is the most important. Mm-hmm. I was trying some, like vitamins, but you know, on and off vitamins here and there. But other than that, it's just, you know, eating healthy and sleep, basically. Yeah. I mean, I'm 36 years old. I'm young. I hope to say I'm still young. I feel like I'm getting older, but I think that's another reason why it's easier for me to feel this way, probably. I think if I was a little bit older, maybe I'd have to do a lot more things, but just get enough sunlight and just be positive. Surround yourself with good people. And not, I don't want to be around negativity. You got to be around positive people. And that has a lot to do with like how you feel in general. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Your mindset. So.
Absolutely. Well, those are good things to do, and keep your stress away.
Yeah.
Stress too. So how could I forget that? I had, when I got sick, because I have a 6-year-old and I couldn't do a thing. Like I had really bad, it was like Lyme rage, like the littlest things, my heart would go up to like, seriously, sky high. Like, I feel like I was going to have a heart attack because I'd hit the littlest thing that set me off. I'm way calmer now. I ignore things now, because treating all those months, I think I could have had Bartonella for way longer than I actually know, because my anxiety is less than it used to be. My like ADD symptoms are less than they used to be. So I could have had this since I was a kid. The Bartonella, the Lyme, the doctor said I could have had at least maybe a year before I even knew I had Lyme. So stress was a huge thing with the Lyme. So keeping my stress levels down is like number two, sleep and keeping your stress levels down. That's very important for me. Because when I had the Lyme, the stress was like one of the top things that was like really, it was really bad.
Well, yes, stress does so many bad things to our body, but it's hard to avoid it. I mean, the world is stressful.
It was, and even then, it was just minor things to a normal person. But right. When you had the Lyme, it was like
the end of the world.
I could feel it in my soul. Like I felt like the devil was going to come out. Like it was unreal. And that's why when the doctor was like, okay, well, maybe it's this, I was starting to believe it. I was like, well, maybe I'm going crazy. Like I was like, maybe I'm having a nervous breakdown. But I was like, there was no way. It's just not my type of thing to experience. And then I'm like, And then it wasn't. It wasn't. I knew in my heart it wasn't.
Yeah.
So.
And that's important for people to understand that, you know, these kind of so-called psychological, you know, like the, you know, the rage or the anxiety or depression or, you know, maybe a little schizophrenia or a little, you know, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's could be Lyme. I mean, it could be just that.
I literally believe in my heart that the majority of people who have those problems and those diagnoses, I feel like it's Lyme disease. Coming from how I felt and how my brain felt, like I felt like someone took, I feel like if that was never addressed, who knows what could have manifested, who knows where I could have went, because how I was going, mm-hmm. who, you never know, you know what I mean? Like when your brain's has inflammation, your body reacts in a weird way. And I was feeling a little, I had at certain points, I had disassociation feelings that came with the brain issues. Then I had like, there's another psychosomatic type thing going on that wasn't mean. It was very scary. And I was like, this is weird. And that's why I knew, because it wasn't just my head, it was other issues. I was like, no, something isn't right here. But if I wasn't inclined to find my own help, I probably would have labeled as like someone who has all these, you know, mental health issues. My doctor threw medications at me. She didn't even tell me about them. And she prescribed me a depression med. And I was shocked when I got home. I'm like, is this for real? Like, she didn't even tell me that she prescribed me a medication that was for depression that could have screwed my head up. It was crazy. But yeah. Thankfully I was smart enough to, you know, do my own research. And that's probably what saved me, honestly.
Well, I think it is. I was my own advocate when I got sick. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't be here.
You were sick like 10 years, right?
I was undiagnosed for 7 years.
And 7 years?
Yeah, I was convinced I was crazy.
And you just did your own research?
Mm-hmm.
Did you get better because of your own research and finding your own doctor?
Well, I got my own diagnosis because I couldn't even get diagnosed with Lyme. I got diagnosed with everything else. So, yeah, then I got my diagnosis and I thought I was too sick for antibiotics, so I went the holistic route.
Yeah.
Did that, got better, had major stress in my life, moved, and met Dr. Carlfelt, and life went great from there.
Do you have any lingering symptoms yourself that you still deal with?
Do I, doctor? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I have a little bit of... And I don't even think it's brain fog. I literally think it's old age. But I worked really hard for that Lyme brain title. So anytime I forget something or something silly I do, I'm like, oh, it's just my Lyme brain. So whether I truly have Lyme brain or not, I don't know. It's probably old brain. But I don't think so. Yeah. Like I feel I've gone through some health issues non-related to Lyme that kind of set me back a little bit. But I think I'm good. I think I'm good. Yeah.
Do you think, I always got afraid that taking, you know, like the herbs and all these things, like, so you don't have any ongoing health issues after having Lyme since the past seven years, like you don't have any health issues that could have been related to it, or you just don't know?
I don't know. So I treated for like 6 years being
That's
sick.
A long time.
I treated for a long time. I don't think so. I don't think so. I had some issues getting off of like my antidepressants. Yeah. I had some issues of that. And I'm like, is it, you know, side effects of that? Or is it my Lyme coming back?
That's a scary like thing in the middle. Cause when I had gotten COVID, I'm like, oh my God, it's the Lyme. I was in the tub soaking in my Epsom salt bath. My friend's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in so much pain. The Lyme's acting up. She's like, oh, I end up getting COVID.
Yeah.
It wasn't Lyme, but I thought it was the Lyme. I'm like, thankfully it wasn't. And then the COVID, and then I was off the herbs, and then here I am. But like, if I didn't treat it like you, I probably would have been on I would have probably been all those meds.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Yep. No, every time something little thing happens, I'm like, oh my gosh, is it my Lyme? So then I go in and see Dr. Carl Felt, and I'm like,
I know, I feel you.
He muscle tests me for it, and he goes, nope, no Lyme. I'm like, okay, yeah, I feel better now. I was halfway on my death's door when I came to see him, and then he tells me I don't have it. I'm like, oh, I'm good. So yeah, it definitely is. You can have PTSD with it. I was doing yard work and saw a tick in my yard, and that was when I got bit, was doing yard work in California. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, a tick. And so it is. And so that's what earlier I started to ask you was, do you have any, are you afraid to go hiking? Because you said you're an avid hiker.
For a little bit. I am, because we go up north every year to New Hampshire. I skipped my New Hampshire trip that year. I was, but then I'm smart. I cover up. I put all the chemicals on me before. I didn't want to do the chemicals. This is before I got Lyme. I just douse myself in it. I swim in all the chemicals, and then I wear the protective clothing, and then I feel okay. Like, I feel safe. I was avoiding the grass. Like, I wouldn't go in the grass. Mm-hmm. I feel like I do have a little bit of it because my kids, my son, like, don't worry, Mom, I'm not in tall grass. I'm not in tall grass. I'm like, you know, I hope I don't, like, you know,
petrify them to go outside.
We live in Quincy, Mass, which is, you know, it's a little bit of city. It's a city. It's 15 minutes away from Boston, but I hike all the time. And there's ticks no matter where you go in New England. So I'm very cautious. But I was always the cautious one out of my whole family, and I'm the one that ended up getting the Lyme.
Go figure.
Yeah.
But you're smart. You've learned a lot. You know the signs and symptoms. You know what to do if you get bit by a tick. So we just got to be smart when we're out there. But we can't let it rule our world. Yeah.
It's not going to rule my world, definitely. But you just got to be smart. Totally. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. This was awesome. This was fantastic. And I'm so, so glad that you're at where you're at. I mean,
thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to talk about it. At the beginning, I kind of jumbled because, like, it's just talking about in general, you know, it was a lot. You can't just be like, oh, I felt this. Like, it was a lot.
Yeah.
Right. It's a lot to put out there to people, but you guys understand. To new people, just talking about it seems like a lot. But if I can make anybody aware and help anybody, that's all I want to do. You know, that's all I would like to do.
Well, you definitely, anybody that's listening to this right now, is you definitely gave them a lot of great tips.
So we
thank you so much for your time. You look amazing. I'm glad you're feeling amazing.
I took a shower, so my hair's a little wet.
And good luck at the gym.
Yes, have fun at that gym.
Thank you so much, and hopefully you keep in good health. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm happy for you. Keep up the good work with all you're doing with your company. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I hope you help so many people because
we
need more people like you.
We really do. I second
we
that.
We really do. If I could do it, maybe I will at some point in my life. But I have my 6-year-old. But keep up the good work.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Have a great evening.
Thanks for having me.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. Bye now.
Okay, bye.
The information in this podcast is for educational purposes only and is not designed to diagnose or treat any disease. I hope this podcast impacted you as it did me. Please subscribe so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. There are some excellent shows coming up that you do not want to miss. If you're enjoying these podcasts, please take a moment to write a review, and please don't keep this information to yourself. Share them with your family and friends. You never know what piece of information that will transform their lives. For past episodes and powerful information on how to conquer Lyme, go to integrativelymesolutions.com and an additional powerful resource, limestream.com. For Lyme support and group discussions, join Tanya on Facebook at Lyme Conquerors Mentoring Lyme Warriors. If you'd like to know more about the cutting-edge integrative Lyme therapies my center offers, please visit thecarlfeldcenter.com. Thank you for spending this time with us, and I hope to see you at our next episode of Integrative Lyme Solutions with Dr. Carl Felt.